Marvelous Mind Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl Bree, aka Brianna Clearly, aka Be Clear, aka The Shiznai. And you're listening to Marvelous Mind Radio. And of course, I have Stop Laughing. Can I get through the daggone intro? Yeah, so the one that's smiling all big, yes.
Yes, I'm smiling big, looking like my mama. Y'all know me as K Dot. Some call me Killer K. But those that really know me call me Kiara. How are you doing this evening?
So what you got for us?
So tonight's topic is going to be hit me and I'll hit you back. If you really don't understand where that is coming from right now, the really big thing in the media is the Jay-Z and Solange attack video. For starters, we don't know what that situation was about, man. So everybody can speculate that she did something and he deserved it, this and the third. We have no idea. That video is just it. Video, there's no audio. That's it.
Some theories were that, and listen, this is no shade to Solange because I really live for her. I really do. I love her. But a lot of people think that she was mad because of that dress that she wore to the gala.
And you know what? She should have been. She looked a damn fool. Looking like Miss Tuffet lost her way.
Some people thought it was that and that press out.
Honey.
But, you know, I'm pretty sure it was a little bit more serious than that. But anyway, I mean, we're making light of a very serious
situation. But you know what? So the question that everybody really wanted answered was, one, of course, what was the situation about? Because you always want to know what circles around this. Was she right to attack him like that? People, he probably said something about Beyonce.
Well, I'm not going to speculate because there's no audio, so we don't know. And as long as they're keeping quiet, we'll never know. And that's their business.
Right.
The thing that I guess I kind of feel people are just back ass words about is, you feel like, oh, well, he should have beat her ass. He should have done this and that. But, you know, when it was Chris Brown, it was a problem.
Right, exactly.
So I just feel like, when do you feel like it's okay?
Right.
When is it okay, if ever, to put your hands on a woman as a man?
Okay. So when you ask this question, my immediate answer is, if a woman feels bold enough to attack you, you know, we as women like to antagonize men knowing fully that they're taught not to put their hands on a female. So we get in their face. I bet you won't hit me. I bet you won't do this. And you want to smack and punch and kick him. At that point, I tell my brothers this. I would tell my sons this. If a female feels bold enough that she wants to knock you out, you try to restrain her. I'm not going to say fight this female, but you hit her back and make her understand this is not a fight that you want to have. And this is not for me to, again, it's to condone any type of domestic violence, but you have to understand, you go and put your hands on a person, not every person was raised right. Mm-hmm. Now, thankfully, Jay-Z is really, you know, they try to keep themselves under wraps, but you're not going to find that a whole bunch of people. This is a celebrity. He understands what the turmoil of this would be, the after effects of this would be. Don't do this to your regular nuck-nuck. Don't put your hands on him and feel like he's not going to put his hands back on you. And in that sense, he has the right. Now, will somebody always take his side for it? Well, you know, she was punching me and kicking me. Well, sir, you should have walked away. Like, what does that say about to our men? Like, that is always my biggest issue. Like, what does that say to a man that you should allow a woman to hit you because she's frustrated, but you can't retaliate against her? Speak up.
I don't.
See, the biggest person
see,
getting backlash.
I don't like the idea of anybody hitting anybody.
Right.
That's really how I feel. I don't think that it's appropriate for anyone to put their hands on someone.
But in the event that you as a female feel bold enough to try to fight this man that you, in most cases, have no sizable match to do. What do you think the man should do?
I don't necessarily think that a man should hit her back. I think that he should restrain her, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, block.
Right.
Walk away. I think that there are more options than just, okay, well, if you hit me, either I'm going to let you keep hitting me or I'm going to wax that ass. I think there are more options than those two.
There are. So, but you also have to realize some women, like I said, are antagonizers. They're going to see that. Oh, you walking away. You this, that, and the third.
Okay,
you
a punk.
And it's just like, you know, if he, lady, don't follow me. If I'm walking, if a man, I fully agree with that. If a man is walking away from a situation, take that as your W, woman. Like, you know what? You won that situation for right there. You made whatever you want to think in your head. Do not follow this man and continue to, you know, mush him and put your hands in his face and put your hands on him. Because men don't have, they don't have to have this kind of restraint. They are doing this because they want to.
You know, not because they want to either, but they feel like it's the right thing to do, which it is the right thing to do, to walk away and get yourself. Somebody has to remove themselves from the situation. Right. That's the adult thing to do. And then beyond that, I mean, the whole Jay-Z and Solange situation is a different situation because she's a sister. So, you know, that's probably an easier situation to avoid. Although there is more speculation that this is not the first time that something like this may have happened.
Right.
Just because of the way that Jay-Z and Beyonce reacted to it. Right. But, you know, whether that's here nor there, the fact is they don't live in the same household. They don't really have to deal with each other like that on a consistent basis. Right. But for people that are in a relationship, I mean, you have to think to yourself, okay, well, maybe if it happened one time. I could understand how someone would be like, well, it only happened one time. It was really, really bad. There was alcohol involved, or whatever the case may be. I could see somebody excusing it one time. I could see it because, you know, that's just when you have feelings for someone, that's what happens. However, if this is like a recurring thing, that's when you not only need to remove yourself from the situation, but from the relationship.
Right.
I just don't feel like two wrongs make a right in a situation like that.
Do you ever feel like it is appropriate for a man to retaliate? And if so, in what context?
Hitting? Nah. I don't know about hitting. Like, scooping somebody up and be like, girl, I'm not playing with you. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Giving her that, you know what I mean? That little firm shake, like, girl, stop playing with me. I'm not that one.
Right.
But, like, hitting, like, slapping, backhanding, punching, nah, yo. Okay.
So, the context, and I won't say names because this was, you know, a person that I'm still friends with to this day, and she's actually one of your listeners. I found that out.
Oh, well, hey, girl, whoever you are, Miss Anonymous.
So, you know, when we were younger, and probably this is probably my freshman or sophomore year in college, more like sophomore year. And she, you know, her issue was she had a lot of anger issues towards her boyfriend. They had their whatever issues. And she came at him like she was straight out of a Madea movie with a cast iron skillet. And I watched him bop her in her forehead, straight knock her out. And at that instance, I was like, you know what? Because if not, you may have severely impaled this man. Mm-hmm. With trying to hit him in his head with a cast iron skillet because of whatever, you know, burning issues you all had. And at that, you know, I'm sitting there like, okay, I need to call the cops. These are both my friends, but I'm not getting in the middle of this. Nobody take me with a fist or cast iron skillet. I don't play that. But in that instance, I did not feel bad for her getting punched, getting knocked out, because you tried to hit this man with a skillet. You tried to knock him clear out. And in that, he did not, you know, thankfully he didn't continue to, oh, I'm going to fight you and all this other stuff. But he stopped her from hurting him.
Okay.
So
well,
in instances where
say
your life could be, you know, put in danger, because women are crazy. I've seen women try to hit their men with cars and all, and it's like, what kind of crazy relationship do you where in the crazy factor do you not say, instead of hitting this man with my car, I'm going to break up with him? Like, women lose their minds over certain things, and that was a lot of these instances. I would say, you know what, if he hit you, I wouldn't totally feel bad for you, because one, you knew better, you smarter than that, and regardless of what kind of heat of the moment action you want to try to pull, you knew better than that.
Well, I just, you know, and this is going to sound so cliche, because it is, but it's true. The two wrongs don't make a right. You know, I do think that in a situation like that, I wouldn't call her the victim.
Right.
I wouldn't call anyone a victim because he decided that he was going to defend himself and stop letting you beat on him. Like, I'm not going to call you a victim, girl. I'm sorry. Right. However, do I agree with it? No, but do I agree with your behavior? Absolutely not. So, you know, different strokes for different folks.
Right.
I'm not the hitting type when I get upset. So I don't even understand. I don't even understand, you know, how stuff could even go that far. And thankfully, I've never been hit by a guy. Like,
right.
out of anger.
I've never been in it. So I really can't speak firsthand about this. Thank you, Jesus, for that.
So I don't have firsthand experience.
I don't want firsthand experience either, Lord.
Okay, say it twice so right. I know speaking it's mine. Okay. Okay. But I'm about the love. You know, I feel, and I'm about fighting fair. If you're going to fight, I think you should fight fair. And that's not only physically. I think that's also with words, too.
Right.
Because words hurt.
Right.
And words.
Please don't believe that sticks and stones may break my bones, because people out here really say anything, you know. And this is, of course, still in relationships, you know. Oh, well, that's why. And you bring up something that's really purposefully hurtful to somebody. And it's
I'll
like
see Chicago and Poetic Justice when she came for his life,
right? And he backhanded the dog style. Now him, he was completely wrong, but she should not have been bringing up wrong. Any of that, but you know, that's not something that you want to do. You don't do something to hurt somebody's ego. Was, and I'm saying that like I wasn't that person, because I did used to say things like that, and I would fight. Like I said, I was a fighter. I was a natural fighter for no reason. I fight for no reason at all. But
kill a K.
You know what I'm saying? Get all these problems. You know what I'm saying? From pistol waving to waving. But in those instances, I was fully expecting something to happen. Like, if I'm gonna call you out and say, well, that's why, you know, when you were born, your mama dropped you on your forehead because she was on crack or something. Like, I want you to hit me, because I'm trying
that's
to insinuate
a crack
fight.
Baby.
I am insinuating a fight between you. So when these people, when women say these things to men, they're saying it to get a reaction out of you. And that reaction may not be the one you want, aka being backhanded in the middle of the beach or wherever they were at. You know? So it's really, really crazy to me how these women think they can say and do anything and not expect a reaction from these men. Because that's how they're raised. Oh, you know, you gonna put your hands on a woman? Yes, I'm gonna knock you out. Keep getting in my face like this, I'm gonna knock you out. And this is not me saying go fight a woman. If she hits you, in my opinion, because this is very much for me, and you know, because what's her name is getting backlash from this about on The View. Whoopi Goldberg said something very similar. If a man hits you, if you hit a man, he has the right to hit you back. Should he? Probably not. But he has that right. He is within all his means to hit you back. He is in his means to defend himself.
But then you have, now we have to think about, because this is, if you're saying, okay, you know what, it's okay for a man to defend himself or for a man to hit a woman back if he gets hit by her. Mm-hmm. Now, what are we talking about? Because if you're my man and you tell me, so listen, I've been sleeping with your sister, I'm going to probably slap the dog shit out of you. Mm-hmm. Like, just off a reflex. So should you hit me? Because I slapped the dog shit out for telling me that you slept with my sister?
Does he have the right? Because, you again, it's one, the main thing is...
But does he have the right?
Hold on. The main thing is, nobody should be putting their hands on anybody. If you get that madness situation, me personally, I probably might slap him. You say you wasn't a fighter.
I don't think that I would slap him, but I would definitely cross my mind.
But in that
and a
instance,
lot of people would. Like, you have nerve.
Right. But in that instance, it's to say, if he's telling you this, he's understanding. Okay, she's going to be upset with me, and she's going to have a reaction. Something probably similar to this. Is he going to want to hit you back? Yes, probably. Is he going to hit you back for saying something
and
like
should
this?
Should he? Should he be able to? I mean, if after he just told me that he slept with my sister?
You put your hands on somebody, you got to fully expect they're going to put their hands back on you. You start a fight, you got to expect that somebody else is going to want to finish it.
Well, that's not starting a fight. That's just me reacting.
Very much so. But in that instance, I don't believe that a man would even want to hit you back. Like, you know what? I just told her this much. That's probably crossed his mind, that she's probably going to want to kill me, you know, if I tell her that I'm sleeping with her sister. Now, if we have an argument and your mama is so black this and your mama so fat this,
yeah,
and
no,
we start fighting and I start getting in your face wanting to fight you because you're talking about my mother and I'm all this other heat of the passion, whatever. I can't even use that as an example because it's not something serious enough to warrant a female losing her mind. But, you know, maybe this female thinks her boyfriend is cheating her. Not with her sister, but, you know, she's been through the phone, seen the text messages, and she loses her mind. And she wants to get in his face and, what is this called, mushing and pointing all in your face and all this other stuff. And now, if he's trying to walk away from the situation and you want to continue, yeah, he's probably going to have an urge to hit you back. And not all men are going to be able to control that urge. We don't see the very large population of men who do not have that kind of self-control. Unfortunately, I knew a lot of men like that who don't have self-control. If they see a female who's losing their mind on them and wants to fight them and all this other stuff, they're going to fight her. I've seen it. And is it fair? Probably not, because these are some big
Okay, things, so but. What about, because you have these, you know, very kind of crazy relationships where it might not be just physical fighting, but I'm going to break your stuff. I'm going to slash your tires. I'm going to break your laptop.
Yes.
I'm going to throw your phone into the toilet. What about situations like that? Is that okay?
File a police report on these joints. Because it's not causing physical harm to you. Now, you crazy joints got to stop burning these men's sneakers. Because they really getting mad of you burning their LeBrons and what's the other shoe? Jordans and all this other stuff. That's a lot of material, you know, and breaking laptops. And I've seen females key cars and do whatever. I'm just like, why are you losing your mind over this? Because one, if I was a male and I've seen a female, you want to rip up all my stuff and bleach all my clothes, I'm going to just file a police report on you. And I'm going to make sure it gets followed up. I'm going to make sure you spend some time in jail. Because I'm going to be that mad. I'm not going to get mad enough to hit you because that stuff can be replaced. But I'm going to make sure you spend some time in jail. And you females who don't get the jail time you deserve for destroying someone's property, good luck to you. Because karma is coming at that ass.
Okay, so this is really what I want to say to this. And I said it earlier. Is that... See...
Definitely
keep your hands to yourself. I don't want to get too deep into this topic, but we'll probably have to address it. That social media has people making very light of situations like this.
Mm-hmm.
And people now can post their opinions on a very public forum
right.
to say, oh, Jay-Z should have beat that ass, blah, 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 blah. But realistically, like, if Jay-Z would have put his hands on Solange,
y'all would have lost
your mind. You really need to think about what would be the right thing to do.
Right.
In my opinion, he did the right thing. And she was in the wrong. Right. You can't put any blame on. Yeah. You know what I mean? Them legs came up. Hey, girl. Go ahead, keep this leg. Here, I got your leg. I will give it back to you, but you got to stop kicking me.
Sumo kicking.
You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all feel like, oh, he should have defended himself more. He did defend himself.
Right.
Without putting his hands on her. But so now he's like a bitch and he's this.
Right. No, I fully applaud any man who has that kind of self-restraint.
Yes. And I think that's where we're going wrong. It's like, okay, anybody could understand how he would want to, you know, grow. Just give her like a swick kick to the ass.
One hit of
quitter. Everybody can understand that. But I feel like people are not giving him enough praise and applause for the way that he handled it.
Right.
And that's kind of like what I'm not seeing in the media. Number one, a lot of people are just kind of making fun of it.
Right.
And that in itself is a little bit of an issue that we're so desensitized that we can make fun of serious situations. I mean, who knows if that security guard was not there, who knows what she probably, where that whole situation would have escalated to. You know what I'm saying? But it's a very serious situation and we can, you know, laugh and make jokes about it. But I feel like not enough people are saying, you know what, I applaud him for how he handled that. Right. This is Jay-Z. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's not get it confused. He came from Marcy Project, Brooklyn. He's reformed and refined.
But
he's still hood deep down in there. So he could have handled it way differently. So I just, I don't condone violence.
Right.
I understand why someone would want to use violence. I understand it and I'm not judging. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I just think that we as people, but especially like women, sometimes I don't understand how a woman could be like, oh, he should have beat her ass. Like, you know, and that's no offense to you anybody else who thinks that is okay. Like I said, I could understand it, but it's just like there are women like, oh, he should have beat her ass. Like,
now, yes, I don't think he should have beat her. Like, I do appreciate the restraint he demonstrated on just, you know, I'm gonna hold you down, because he was in the predicament they were in, the situation they were in, he was able to just say, okay, I'm just gonna hold for, because he had a security guard right there. Now, if that security guard wasn't there, I believe it would have escalated a little more than that, and he wouldn't have stood in the fetal position, like, oh, let me back her up. It would have been a little more strong arming than people think. But there was a security guard there, so I can't speak on that. But in situations where, and this is, you know, really for normal people, because don't get it twisted, y'all are not celebrities.
Right.
You cannot do the exact same thing these celebrities do. They don't show the same restraint that these celebrities do, unfortunately. Really, keep your hands to yourself. And your foot.
Your hands and your feet, baby.
I'm just saying. Like, it really makes everything much simpler. Like, I really don't condone, you know, domestic violence. But I do condone you hit somebody, you gonna get hit back. Well, let's not even say condone, but I understand. You hit somebody, they have the right.
Oh, girl, you condone that.
I do it. I do it. But it's just like, that's not what I'd rather have a situation where I could walk away. Now, 14 to 20-year-old Kiara? Probably not. No. 25-year-old Kiara? You know, yeah. You know, she's understanding, you know, the air. She's getting the air of her ways or whatever. I'm learning. What do you do as a bystander?
Yeah.
So what do you, and not just the Jay-Z and Beyonce situation, because like the biggest speculation, of course, is
Beyonce.
This is not the first time that this happened. So yeah. She was just standing there because she's probably immune to this. We don't know. So as a bystander to a normal domestic dispute, you know, what I'm seeing, like you said, on Vine and Instagram videos and YouTube video clips, are people really, like you said, desensitized to the fact that, oh, well, I'ma just watch this girl get her behind beat outside. Or I'm going to watch this female beat up on this man. It's just like, well, for real? Or I'm going to just listen to my neighbors, you know, get her behind beat. Like,
well, I say let's first take it to, if we're going to kind of center it around that situation with Beyonce, as somebody that's part of that immediate group and involved, has a relationship with these people. I personally think that if you're involved with these people, that there should be some type of mediation.
Right.
And if you can't mediate, girl, someone please call 911.
All them just got some lunch.
Okay. Yes.
And foot is
in my ass.
Again, I'm not making light.
Yeah, we're not trying to make light of the situation.
That was funny.
That was.
I agree. If you are in the situation, and it's really, you have to mediate that. Now, granted,
I feel like you should step in.
People wanted her to take sides, and it's just like, that's your husband and that's your sister. There's really not a side that you can take.
Yeah,
they're both family. Right. Let's
both
get that
family.
Straight.
That's
they are
right.
Family. To say, hey, Solange, put your foot down. Jay-Z, go stand in the corner. That would have been cool. We don't know if she said anything. We can only see the back of the top of her head. This fool is blowing bubbles.
I'm sorry. I'm so random. But yeah.
Oh, my gosh. But, I mean, I feel like as a bystander, now, this is not me saying, oh, if you see a man beating a female administrator, jump in it. No.
But
you don't
better
know
please,
how crazy
you
are.
Better call 911.
Call 911. Make sure you take some type of video documentation, because what I see is people just taking the video documentation
and
to make fun of it.
World star.
World star. World star. He fucking her up. It's like, for real? Like, not, okay, this is cops. I'm on 9th and, you know, 27th. You know, this is where this is happening. Y'all just really want to make fun of situations, and it scares me that that's where we're really heading, because
right.
That is so normal that when we see a fight, the first thing we do is just run to it because I want to see who's gonna get, and it's just like, y'all have
pull
no
out your phone to
right
be like, ooh, do it for the gram, do it for the Vine,
honey.
World star. And that
y'all
is
got it.
That
I feel
is
like
sad.
As a bystander, you play a part as well. You can call the cops and make
you
sure somebody's
save somebody's life.
You can get right, you can help somebody, because you have no idea what's going on with these people. Like, and of course, that is why you don't jump in it. I'm not jumping in nobody else's fights.
Yeah,
I don't play that. I don't know if she.
Y'all, anybody that knows me, know I'm not the fighting type. What I do is, I'll call them cops.
Right.
I'll get that car. Girl, give me the keys. I'll
right
grab your wig for you. I'm not fighting though. Because people are crazy.
Right. And
people
got people that
blades
really don't
and
care
guns, and they will go off on anybody that gets
right
in their way.
Some of these
so
people
I'm
do
not,
not
that
care
one.
They do not show their Jay-Z restraint, okay? You jump in that fight, you getting punched too, you getting whopped too. And I've seen so many videos of this. And it's like, this is what y'all find funny? Like, when I'm on my Vine, I'm expecting to see some cute little skits, some creative. But all I see is a bunch of people revining crazy fights and people getting hit with shovels and scooters and whatever else. Like, this is what y'all find funny? Like, I will not sit here like I'm holier than thou and say that I have not laughed at a few. I have. Some of them is just like, if it's a fair fight and y'all are somebody's, you know, something funny happened, I will laugh. But some of this stuff is just like, really, you recorded these women jumping this man, you recorded this man, you know, kicking this woman's teeth in. Like, this is what y'all laughing at? This is what y'all find funny? It's amazing to me, you know?
Yeah, so, I don't know. What's your takeaway from all this?
My takeaway on it is, keep your hands to yourself if you do not expect to get hit back.
If you do not want to get hit back.
Right. If you want to get hit back, put your hands all in that man's face. Do what you gotta do. Go ahead and let him put your teeth in. Be stupid. I'm gonna call it what it is. But if you don't want him to hit you back, you keep your hands to yourself and you keep your mouth closed. You know what? Walk away, learn to walk away from situations. We as women have to really learn to
walk
control that.
Bye. Okay.
So stupid. We have to learn to walk away from situations.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Because they don't have to. This is not something that they have to do. If I was a man, I probably would be in jail. Cause yeah, y'all women have lost your minds. One hit a quitter is on. Like what? What you say? What you
WAP say? Is like a sound effect for hitting somebody over the head.
WAP. Foolish. Foolish. I ain't gonna be over there. I wanna black your eye. That's why I couldn't be a man. Because women are crazy, and I see the way they talk to them, and I'm like, you want to get hit. You're asking to be hit.
And listen, I want to make this perfectly clear. I'm speaking for her. That we're not saying that you ever deserve necessary. Well, we are saying that you deserve. She's saying that you deserve to get hit. But we're not saying that that's what they should be doing.
Right.
We're not saying that it's right for a man to hit you just because you want to get slick at the mouth and spit in their face and be all up in their stuff and have your finger to their temple.
Nobody deserves to get their behind beat.
But. Well, she does say that they deserve, but that doesn't make it right. But what we're saying is that everyone that needs to take responsibility, though. But you have to take responsibility for your own actions. So, yes, well, definitely don't put your hands on somebody else unless you ready to rock.
Right.
Okay, that's number one. But number two, people just need to learn how to fight fair. Women, learn how to fight fair. You don't got to be talking about, that's why you stupid as hell and you got left back 3 times in high school.
Y'all
you don't have to do
jabbing.
That.
Y'all
you don't have
to
do
jabbing.
That. That's not fighting fair. Mm-mm. So it's things like that where you have to say, is this even really relevant to the argument?
Ain't.
But you're so busy trying to hurt this man's feelings that you'll just say anything out of your mouth. That's why your mom's really was sleeping with your uncle, and that's your real daddy. Like, mm-mm. You don't
wait
have to do that.
Right.
That
don't get
and then you
want to
be in his face about it. So all I'm saying is that, you know, take responsibility for your own actions. It's never really acceptable for anyone to put their hands on another person, but especially it's not acceptable for a man to put his hands on a woman. However, everybody don't think that way. And if you want to avoid it, then you keep your hands to yourself. And if you're in a situation where physical domestic abuse is going on, you need to do what you can to remove yourself from that situation. I wish I had a number for you to call.
Right.
I don't. I was not prepared. But
that's why we just chit it up for a second.
Okay. In the midst of tearing stuff up.
Right. Oops.
So, I also, while we're waiting on her to get the help number, the 911 number.
Goodbye.
We haven't been around. Our bad.
Oops.
We've been living life. I was on vacation, so that's why I've been gone. But we love you guys. We love the feedback that we're getting, the responses that we're getting. Hopefully you guys like this show better than the previous shows. Hopefully you're seeing growth and improvement in us. And did you have a Twitter account now?
No, you didn't remind me.
And now it's my fault.
It is.
Okay, so anyway, while she's looking up, okay. Nemo over here.
Nemo had his memory. Dory.
Oh, okay.
I like Dory.
Lord Jesus. Anyway, so while she's looking up the hotline number for y'all that might be in a situation, know somebody that's in a situation, we're going to give you our contact info if you want to talk to us about the show, if you have some topics that you want to hear, if you want to be on the show.
Amen.
If you have feedback, if you love it, if you hate it, let us know. You can find me on everything meaning Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp. Maybe it's not on WhatsApp. Snapchat.
Hey now.
Yes, child. Brianna Clearly. B-R-I-B as in boy. R-I-A-N as in Nancy or Nasty.
Or nah.
Or nah. Briana, clearly. And
and you can find me on everything that I naturally check. What is this thing called? Instagram, Snapchat. So I check my Twitter, but you can't follow me on that. But
that's why she needs to get a new one.
I know, I gotta get my password.
Because you play too much.
But my name on everything that you can find is Damn Debonair. D-A-M-N Debonair, spelled D-E-B-O-N-A-I-R. Let's get that correct. And I do have the hotline available for you all. So for anybody that's really going through something, you know, if you don't have anybody to reach out to, the number is 1-800-799-7233. Again, that is
1-800-799-7233. And with that being said, we're done for now. We'll see y'all on the other side. That other side. But anyway, okay. I'm done. I'm serious. Thank you guys so much. We love you. Thank you for the support. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Holla.